Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here at the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about hunting, fishing, and the great outdoors, and we're joined this morning by John Jocelyn, who's the Legislative Vice President for the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore, Incorporated. And John is joining us to discuss, to the extent that he can, the upcoming, I call it the gun ban bill, the governor's gun ban, Senate Bill 281 that was passed in this last General Assembly and signed into law by Governor O'Malley and goes into effect on October 1st. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, sir. Thank
good.
You.
Good. Glad to hear that. You're going to be busy for the next week or so.
Absolutely, we are.
The hearing, I guess it's a hearing on the COMAR regulations. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Is going to take place on Monday.
That's correct.
Allegedly. That's when it's scheduled. Let's put it that way. And tell our listeners exactly what that means. We have the law. The law is a law, right?
Well, yes and no. The law is what we call the enabling legislation. When that is passed by the General Assembly and signed by the governor, it then becomes the law that was passed, and that's turned into a statute. And the statute is enabling legislation that allows the promulgating agency responsible for enforcing that law to develop the regulations to carry out the requirements of the statute and then the bill that generated the statutes. There is a committee called the AELR Committee, and what they do is they review the regulations that are promulgated, and they then determine whether or not the regulations promulgated do in fact follow the intent of the law.
Right.
And they always do a hearing, and we are going to have a hearing on this. Usually you don't hear it when they do a hearing because it's not a bill that anybody's ever heard of.
Right.
In this case, everybody's heard of this one, so of course it made the news. So there will be a public hearing on Monday, and they're going to start in the Joint Committee Hearing Room in the Legislative Services Building in Annapolis, and the hearing will be from 1 p.m., theoretically for the next 3 hours. Each side, the proponents and the opponents, will each have 1.5 hours to provide testimony and answer questions.
Okay. So we've got the law. The law says X, Y, Z. The regulations and the COMAR hearing is going to review what the interpretation of that law is and how that law is going to be implemented.
Well, the implementation will be covered by the agency itself. The committee will look to determine if the regulations that were promulgated do in fact follow the law.
For example, we've heard that in the regulations with the law going into effect that you're going to have a firearms course, you're going to have to be fingerprinted, and you're going to have to pay for a license.
That's correct.
All right. So those things are all incur some expense to the person who has the firearm. Maybe. And we're not, you know, let's preface all of our remarks here by saying that a lot of these things are under litigation.
That is correct.
And there's a lot of things that you can't address directly because if I bring up a point and it's under litigation, we can't talk much about it. We can kind of go around the outside and say this is what it says and, you know, we may not have a solution because it may be involved in a lawsuit somewhere.
And probably anything we try to talk about today, we're really, really going to be on very difficult ground because much of this is up in the air because the bill was so poorly crafted. It was thrown together in a knee-jerk reaction. It's the worst bill that I've ever seen in terms of being consistent and dovetailing with other sections of the bill.
Well, that
creates problems for the agency trying to promulgate regulations.
Let's say this. Then nowhere in the law did it say you had to pay for the course with a credit card.
I believe the law merely says that the fee is set at a maximum of $50.
Okay. I know. It's all up in the air. I understand that. But if the regulation comes out and says it must be paid for with a credit card, that's not even part of the law, so to speak.
I can't speak to that.
Okay. See, this is how this is going to go because I wanted to give us an illustration of what you can and can't talk about. But, okay, that being said, The hearing takes place, and that is a public hearing.
It will be a public hearing.
And prior to the hearing, I understand there's a rally.
We're going to have a rally down there at 11 a.m. on Lawyers Mall, which is the square that is bounded by the Legislative Services Building, the State House, and the Governor's Mansion.
Right, right. And you're encouraging as many people that want to show up to the rally.
Absolutely. We need a very strong show of force to remind the Governor and the Maryland General Assembly that we are, in fact, watching, we are, in fact, concerned, and we are active. And we're going to remember everything that happened in 2014 when the elections come.
That's a good point to make, absolutely. Now, once the hearing takes place, is there a public comment period? Or is the hearing the public comment period?
The COMAR regulations were published yesterday, the 20th.
Right.
And there is a 30-day comment period that must occur within the 45-day period following when the regs are published.
Okay.
And they are published in the Maryland Register. Copies are on the AGC website,
right,
on the legislative news page, so you can download it and see it. It's a public document.
Right.
There'll be a 30-day period, and during that period of time, the public has input. The agency that is promulgating the regulations will see that input. And if you use the AGC's comment on COMAR link on our website, the members of the AELR committee will also see your comments.
Members of the AELR committee. Now, AELR, that is emergency?
It's Administrative Executive Legislative Review Committee is
Review
what
committee.
AEL stands for.
Yeah.
And the regs that were promulgated are emergency regulations because they're within 30 days of implementation. So these regs will be effective for no more than 180 days, and then they time out. And there will be further consideration of the standard regulations.
Explain that a little bit.
We were too close to the implementation date to do anything but emergency regulations.
We.
And have them effective.
We being who?
We being the state agencies that promulgate these.
And who are the state agencies that promulgate these regulations?
In this case, it's the Maryland State Police.
Maryland State Police. Yes.
This is all standard procedure. This is nothing special to this
no.
particular bill. Anything
no, this,
that, this section
happens,
of law.
This happens all the time in wildlife and fish laws and, you know, other things that are going into effect that, you know, on a timely basis by October 1st, by January 1st, by whatever. Yes. So now when you said 180 days, explain that part.
It's merely as a stopgap that's built into existing Maryland code that an emergency regulation times out in 180 days.
Okay.
It prevents any agency from usurping, you know, the rights of the people or just putting in regulations and they're set with no comment.
Okay. All right.
It's a good thing that it's set up.
Sure,
that way.
Sure, sure. All right. So if anybody would like to read the lengthy COMAR regulations, are there one or two parts? I can't remember.
There are two parts right now, and both are on the agency website. If
right.
you go to the link that's marked in the COMAR regulations, you'll
right.
be able to see everything that's been published.
You could download it, print it out, and make your read it carefully and comment on that. Why don't we give the AGC website we'll give this a couple times during the show. It's AssociatedGunClubs.org, right?
That's correct.
AssociatedGunClubs.org, pretty simple. And the headquarters for the organization is here in Baltimore County. Many people travel Marriottsville Road. They might know that there's a gun range down there, but that's also the nerve center for the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore, correct?
Yes, it is. We're an association of 29 clubs.
Right.
Four of those clubs do also have their own ranges.
Right.
But the hub of the entire facility is the range complex at Marriottsville Road.
Right. Very good. All right. So, well, John, thanks for coming in today since you can't talk about anything else. you do also have also on the website, which I found very, very handy, the frequently asked questions about the Maryland Firearms Safety Act of 2013, which I would certainly try to rename to something else, but that's just me and my sense of humor, I guess. But this is the bill, Senate Bill 281, that a lot of people call the governor's gun ban, including myself. And there is a nice list of questions and answers there that people can go on to onto the website and get their questions answered. Maryland Firearm Safety Act, frequently asked questions under FAQ, of course, frequently asked questions. However, because of this ongoing litigation, some of these things may change.
That is absolutely true.
Some of these things may change for the better. Some may not be so good for us.
Right. In all fairness, most of those questions and answers were developed by the Maryland Senate. The minority did put together most of that. Part of it, the Associated Gun Clubs helped with as well.
Yeah.
And certainly any of the listeners who have questions, they can email them to my email address, which is on the legislative news page of the of our website.
Right.
And we certainly will address those when we can, when we have answers.
Right. All right. Well, that's interesting. Well, shall we say, as in any situation that has a lot of moving parts and a lot of activity around it, that this is in flux, or this whole thing is fluid between now and the 1st of October.
Yes, that would be a good description.
All right. We early on, a lot of people said, we're going to sign a petition. We're going to overturn this. We're going to vote on this. We're going to put this on the ballot. And I hope I did the right thing. I was telling folks, you know, I'm not sure you really want to turn your rights under the Second Amendment over to the voters of Maryland and make it a permanent situation. So I was pretty much saying, folks, you shouldn't do that. And I think a lot of the people that had more on the ball than I do when it comes to these types of things, there were several movements started and stopped and failed along the way to have people sign a petition against Senate Bill 281 and have it put on the ballot. And I guess the process was and the word was among the gun organizations such as the AGC, let's do this through the court system.
Absolutely. We looked at it very, very carefully. We looked at all the demographics and all the voting histories and so forth. And it became problematic because even if we won, there's nothing that prevents the legislature from bringing the very same bill back the next session.
Right.
And then we do it all over again.
Right.
So litigating in the courts was the best permanent fix.
Exactly. And there is no shortage of people lined up to start law. I mean, there have been lawsuits already on parts of this law. Like you've said, there are pieces of it that are under litigation. Some of them have been publicized concerning some of the regulations and concerning some of the things that have gone on to this point with the state police and that type of thing that you can't talk about, but that are active in litigation right now, things that are in the court, injunctions and lawsuits and things that are stopping some of the actions prior to getting to October 1st.
This is correct. And the salient point of all of this is every time we sue them, they back off and say they won't do it anymore.
Sure. Okay. They back off and say they won't do it anymore. And then you got to sue them again for something else.
That's correct.
And then you got to sue them again for something else.
And this is a very expensive process, and we have invested enormous amounts of money
right. In
litigating, and we'll continue to do so for as long as it takes.
Sure, sure, because we got to understand that these people are relentless. The bureaucracy or the government or the however you want to put it, they have deep pockets.
Yes, they do. They're actually using our money against us.
Use our own money against us to trample, basically, our constitutional rights under the Second Amendment. And so that is why you're here. Let's talk a little bit about we'll talk a little bit more after our first break here. We've got to take a break, and we'll be right back after this. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into 3 regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review, now on Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
John, you have no idea how it galls me to have to, you know, really address this this whole topic of gun control in our society here today. I mean, we can certainly expect it given the climate in Annapolis, but as you mentioned, the law was crafted in reaction to a mass shooting at the beginning of last year and when the General Assembly was in session. And now we have another mass shooting here in our nation's capital. And, you know, all over the news and, of course, with the law in Maryland and its focus on semi-automatic firearms, the focus of the media, they seem to be obsessed with this, quote, assault weapon mentality. Even the shooting, which got very little play yesterday in Chicago, where 13 people were shot on a ball field, you know, a gang war, so to speak. Obviously, the perpetrator came and shot people with an assault weapon. You know, what is our fascination with this? I mean, and it turned out in the case of the shooter in the Navy Yard not to be true.
Well, I think what it is the media has so played this up that the term has a life of its own. It conjures up visions of some evil machine that almost has a mind of its own, and because it exists, therefore people do things. And the disappointing thing is that instead of looking at the real causes, every time there's a mass shooting, the first thing government wants to do is take the guns away from the people who didn't do it.
Exactly.
They like to think that this law will control human behavior. In point of fact, laws don't control human behavior. They merely define bad behavior and provide penalties for bad behavior.
Correct.
They don't prevent the behavior.
And this law will alter the behavior of the law abiding.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with criminal behavior. I didn't see a lot of punishment for criminals. I didn't see a lot of mandatory sentencing for people who use firearms in crimes of violence or armed robbery or things like that.
There was none of it. And as a matter of fact, there was one amendment that was offered to provide penalties to keep criminals who do violent acts in jail doing their full time, no good time credits, no parole. And this was unilaterally shot down primarily by the Baltimore City delegates.
Unfortunately, in our General Assembly, as with General Assemblies and State Assemblies and Senates and Houses of Representatives around the country, they're made up of lawyers. In a lot of cases, they're made up of criminal lawyers who make their living defending people who break the law.
Yeah, in the real world, we would call that a conflict of interest.
You would think we would, wouldn't you?
But they call it taking care of the people's business.
Yeah, I got you.
And, of course, they are the most important people.
Yeah. Hey, we got any lawyers out there listening or any just regular folks of the hoi polloi? If you'd like to call in and talk about guns, you're certainly welcome to do so. This is not a pre-recorded show. We're doing this live, and we're taking your questions if we can talk about them at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you're calling from outside the local Baltimore dialing area, you can call us in-state Maryland, 800-922-6680. And ask John Jocelyn, who's the legislative vice president of the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore, any particular questions that you'd like to have answered. But you will get a lot of those answers by going to the AGC website, www.associatedgunclubs.org, and it's pretty easy to navigate the website. I was on there last night looking around, and I'll tell you, a lot of folks can come and get familiar with your organization, John, next Saturday, actually. It is National Hunting and Fishing Day, a day that was focused on by and signed into law by, or declared, let's put it that way, by President Richard Nixon back in the 70s, if I recall. And you folks have graciously hosted the Maryland Department of Natural Resources and National Hunting and Fishing Day as the official center for Maryland last year and again this year.
Absolutely, and we are honored to have the opportunity to host this great event. I was there through the entire day last year, had a great time, and I was very impressed with how well organized it was and the quality of the displays and the knowledge of the people involved. And I didn't see anybody who didn't look as though they were having the time of their lives. And
exactly.
I saw a lot of families and a lot of the youngsters.
And we want to invite folks to attend the National Hunting and Fishing Day at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. And that's if you want to GPS it, it's 11518 Marriottsville Road in Marriottsville, Maryland. It's Marriottsville Road is a highway that runs between basically between Liberty Road and Route 40. So, you know, a great access from Ellicott City and that end of Howard County, the western end of Baltimore County, the eastern side of Carroll County. I mean, there's a lot of side roads in Marriottsville, too, and Ridge Road and all those places that'll get you there pretty quick. But State Park is also out there. Patapsco State Park is along that same road. If you visited the State Park along Marriottsville Road, you're not far from the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. A lot of activities. And joining us next hour will be Patricia Handy, the DNR spokesperson, who's pretty much in charge of this whole deal.
She's an outstanding lady and just a real dynamo when it comes to getting things done. She's a pleasure to work with.
Indeed. Any questions about that, you're certainly welcome to call us. The poster is very nice. It's got a lot of kids' activities. They're talking about archery, and these are hands-on activities. These are not just lectures, so to speak.
Oh, these are absolutely hands-on.
You got a great range down there. No question about it. That's where I qualify with my shotgun every year for my managed hunts. But and you do offer that to the folks that have these managed hunts. Dog demonstrations.
Yes, there will be dog demonstrations, I think, at least twice during the period of the time that the events are ongoing.
Waterfowl calling. And local vendors and conservation groups, of course, great food, a lot more archery, fly casting, spin casting, wood duck box making, shotgun shooting, rifle shooting, live animals, all of the above.
Yes, and we'll have plenty of parking. Enter on the trap range entrance.
Now, to counter this, of course, I received some information the other day that, and I can only say that it happened in one county, but this may happen in many myriads of counties. The earth firsters, I call them, the tree huggers, they have something called National Repackaged Bag Lunch Day. They have World Vegan Day, World Animal Day, World Vegetarian Day, all these things coming up in the next couple of weeks. And their goal is to talk about sustainability, of course, you know. And what better way to sustain your family than with good, healthy, local wild game and fish that you catch yourself?
Oh, I absolutely agree.
What better way to get the kids involved in sustainability of your family than by taking them to National Hunting and Fishing Day?
Well, I fully agree, and they can have their point of view, but I would have to wonder how long mountain lions would survive as a species if we required them to be vegans.
They wouldn't.
You think?
No, they wouldn't. Exactly right. Our society just, it troubles me. I mean, you know, we had... John, you and I seem to be pretty close to the same age. We had Warner Brothers with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck and, you know, Elmer Fudd and Porky Pig. And we had all that beginning of stuff. And then we had Disney, of course, with Mickey and Minnie and all those characters. And then there were all a bunch of other ones where, you had the animals talking and Deputy Dog and good grief, Magilla Gorilla and you know, all the cartoons.
Alan, you're dating us.
No, I know, but we watched these things as a kid, and we never, to my knowledge, never took that as indoctrination that, you know, all these things were all these things were, you know, endangered species and we needed to love and protect these animals. I mean, we'd watch Deputy Dog or something and we'd go and have a bologna sandwich for lunch. You know, Mom would, honey, we're having fried chicken tonight and everything else. Where did all this come from, John? We're getting off the gun topic. Where did all this come from in our society?
I think it's coming from the urbanization of the country. That there are a lot of people who have never been to a farm. I really think some of them think that the ground beef they see in the supermarket was manufactured and came in a plastic box and was never actually walking around eating grass. They don't make the connection that, yes, this was an animal. Yes, it is now our food. We are part of the food chain. And they've lost sight of that. The whole natural order of things they have lost sight of.
But they'll feed their kids, you know, processed chicken mush with a crispy coating on it. They call chicken nuggets of some sort or nature. And, you know, and then they'll rally against the colonel for selling chicken.
Well, I agree, but we lose sight of things. And this will be a little bit of a tangent, but just to give you an example.
We're out on one, so don't worry about
all the talk about global warming.
Yes.
Is the globe warming? Yes, it may very well be. But it's not the first time, and
correct.
It won't be the last time. We once had glaciers in New York State.
Correct.
There's a lot of oil they found in the Sahara, but oil comes from vegetation, and now it's all sand. So sometime along the history of the world, there had to have been forests there.
Exactly.
They're not there anymore.
Right.
Our planet is a dynamic, you know, engine of life, and it's always changing, always evolving.
In flux.
And there's very little that we can do as a species in the long term, because even though we like to think we're important, in terms of geological history, we're just a blink of an eye.
Exactly.
We just got here, and we will probably one day go away and another species will replace us.
Mountain
we're
lions.
Not as important as we like to think we are.
Mountain lions, maybe.
Perhaps.
Coyotes, I think, are going to be the ones to take over. Coyotes and cockroaches, the only two species that will survive the nuclear blast, more than likely. So anyway, we're far, far afield here. But, I mean, it just kind of annoys me that we focus as a government agency, we focus on, you know, inundating the government, local governments, state governments. We focus on inundating our employees and, you know, regurgitating this stuff in the press to people that, you know, these are the important things. I was talking to an inspector the other day, Food and Drug Administration, FDA, people charged with keeping our food safe, want farmers now and are looking at regulations, as we talk about regulations, of having farmers who grow crops, who grow food crops, fruits and vegetables, to fence all those areas to keep out animals, to keep them from pooping on the ground, so that the fecal coliforms don't get into vegetables and fruits.
What do they think the fish do in Lochraven Reservoir, our drinking water?
Well, what about a flock of geese flying over?
Better yet.
What happens there?
Well, but that can't happen because that's natural.
Yeah, but so's animal poop. I mean, you got a deer walking in your vegetable garden. He's going to eat and he's going to poop. And you know, fence might keep him out, but how much – what do you think fencing the agriculture crops in this country under regulation by the federal government or how about this, building – buffers along streams on your property to keep the cattle from getting in the water?
All I can say to that is years ago I worked with a gentleman named Chuck Bergen when we were down at Calvercliff's nuclear power plant. And he sat in a job meeting one day and looked at the ceiling and said, Lord, why is it some people won't let logic prevail?
Exactly right. Exactly right. But this is our government. And I guess I've said all that to bring it back down to this point. Here they are in Maryland regulating the law-abiding and making it more difficult for us to purchase firearms to protect ourselves from the bad guys.
Well, we've gone from the nanny state that we always were to now under the current government, we're now the mommy state.
Yep.
And in the very new future, instead of a standard magazine, you're going to have a mom mag.
Yeah, exactly. 10 rounds.
10 rounds.
10 rounds. You'll be pleased to know that I purchased a semi-automatic firearm with a black stock and stainless steel barrel and flash suppressor and two 20-round magazines, and I bought an extra 20-round magazine just because I could.
You know, something that I saw.
And you know what? It wasn't a regulated firearm. I walked in. I took the NICS check. I gave the vendor my money, and I walked out. And you know what? After the law goes into effect, you can do the same thing.
Well,
kind
of. Kind of. A couple weeks ago, I was watching a program by Ken Burns on prohibition with the Volstead Act. And they made a recurring theme that if you really want people to do something, prohibit it.
Prohibit it, exactly.
And this was a recurrent theme, and that's what we're seeing. This should be no surprise. You try to ban something, and people will rebel. They will go ahead and do it because you've said, no, you can't. This is a country built on freedom, not on restrictions.
Exactly. Exactly right. And there's enough of us left that understand that this is a country built on freedom. We do have certain liberties. Our Constitution was crafted to give people liberty and to restrict the government, and it's been turned on its head.
Oh, absolutely.
It's been turned up on its head. It's been flipped completely upside down.
And if you're not registered to vote, you don't exist.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And, we got to take a break. I got to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne is where Clyde Sports Shop is located. They've stopped selling regulated firearms and handguns now because you can't get them back under the new law going into effect on October 1st in the time allotted under the law. So SOL, pretty much. And I think most dealers in the state have done that, unfortunately. However, if you want to buy a hunting firearm, Clyde's has great Browning firearms. They've got some of the greatest Browning shotguns ever invented, some very, very nice firearms, like the new BAR. BAR. Well, they have the BAR, Browning Automatic Rifle, which is not a regulated firearm. And if you want a semi-automatic firearm, there is one, the BAR, a high-powered rifle in many calibers. And then, of course, there's the BPS, the Browning Pump Shotgun. BAR stands for Browning Automatic Rifle, which is actually a semi-automatic rifle. BPS stands for Browning Pump Shotgun. And this is the only shotgun that I know of that has bottom ejection, and it is available in all gauges, including 410, which is actually a caliber, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10 gauge. It is a great firearm for hunting and or home protection if you're looking for a pump shotgun. And here's the greatest thing, the A5, the old standard A5 is back. The old humpback semi-automatic shotgun is back from Browning, and they're calling it the most reliable, the fastest cycling, the best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. And there's a guarantee of 100,000 rounds or 5 years. How about that deal? Kinematic drive system, ergo balanced, the A5 is available at Clyde Sports Shop. For your waterfowlers, there's the Maxis. There's the X-Bolt high-powered rifle, the Gold Light in 10-gauge for those of you that are interested in the long-range waterfowl gun, the BT-99, the ideal competition shotgun for trap shooters, and, of course, the Satori, the 725, a great firearm for shotgun sports, all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne. Just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Go there. You'll enjoy it.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steam, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest, soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Side-by-side multi-use vehicles are some of the most popular ways to combine work and fun. And for whatever challenge your day has in store, Honda has just the side-by-side for you, the new Pioneer 700. Whether getting a load to the work site or reaching a remote fishing spot, the Pioneer 700 offers a value unmatched by any side-by-side, and you can see it at Pete's Cycle, Baltimore. The new Pioneer 700 is loaded with features, like a cargo bed that holds 1,000 pounds and tilts up for easy unloading. And that's in addition to the Pioneer 700's 1,500-pound towing capacity. Plus, its Honda automatic transmission features a heavy-duty torque converter, making it the only completely mechanical automotive-style automatic in the class. So come on down to Pete's Cycle Company, 7511 Bel Air Road in Overly, and check out the new Honda Pioneer 700. It's a side-by-side that's ready for every challenge. And while you're there, complete the picture with over 60 quality Honda accessories. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers for drivers 16 years and older.
Your favorite radio station,
Talk Radio 680 WCBM,
is now available on your iPhone and Droid. Check us out at WCBM.com.
Filling coolers, loading up a weather beam mag. Marty Robbins turned up. Hey boys, I'm getting nervous. My knees are getting weak. I can almost see him coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of.
We're just discussing what we can talk about, what we can talk about. I will say this, though. What we can't talk about, people can find on your website.
Much of it they can. That is true.
So, if people are interested, and we're not, folks, we're not playing a game. I mean, if we could tell you, we'd tell you. If John could tell you, he'd tell you. But, you know, it's just like when you see an interview on TV and the lawyer and the client are sitting there and they ask a pertinent question and the lawyer says, I'm sorry, that's under litigation. That's where we are right now. This law is so broad and so poorly written and the regulations that are being proposed are just, well, there's just too many questions. And this issue is too important not to challenge parts of that whole process. So what we can't talk about here on the air, and it's not because John doesn't want to. It is because he's been advised not to, because these are litigious subjects. But you can find out all about it on the website, and that is associatedgunclubs.org, www.associatedgunclubs.org, all spelled out. And you can read what's going on about this Maryland gun bill on the AGC website. And if you want to talk in person about it, we suggest you show up next week at National Hunting and Fishing Day at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. And that's at 11518 Marriottsville Road in Marriottsville, Maryland, Baltimore County, for National Hunting and Fishing Day. And I'm sure that that'll be a topic of conversation among people who are there.
No doubt. But the good thing is hunting season's coming, and we have a lot of good events coming up. We have hunter sight-ins and hunter qualifications and, you know, all the ranges are
the fun stuff with guns.
Absolutely.
The fun stuff. The shooting sports, the trap and skeet, the qualifications, like you said. I've already qualified my shotgun. Very nice place to do it. Very, you talk to a range officer, you get your hearing protection, your eye protection, you go out on the range, you fire your five shots, three shots, whatever it is. You qualify, they give you your little card, and away you go, and you're ready to hunt.
Right, and we do a monthly newsletter that we send out by email, and it lists the various shooting events that are scheduled at AGC or AGC member clubs,
right,
including Hunter Sight-In,
right,
the dates, the times, the fees for it. And we know that there's always a rush, and we always have people who are disappointed because they waited one day too long.
Sure, exactly.
So certainly the sooner you come out to one of our ranges, the longer you have to enjoy shooting your rifle between that time when you sighted it in and when you actually go hunting, and you spend less time sighting in because you won't be standing in line.
Exactly.
So you can get out on the range, you know, wherever you're permitted to shoot and do some practicing once those sights are set.
Exactly right. And accuracy was what it's all about. And, you know, I spend a fair amount of time on the range each hunting season. I sight each gun in that I'm going to use every year, for the most part, and sometimes they're fine after one or two shots, and sometimes they take a little tweaking. But if you don't know that, and that big giant buck steps out, and, you know, you shoot over top of him or underneath him or beside him or around him, you know, there's a whole lot more space around him than there is on him. And if your gun's not sighted in, well, guess what? You missed your opportunity.
Absolutely.
And you only have yourself to blame.
This is true.
For the most part. I mean, sometimes it's too hot, other times it's too cold, sometimes it's too windy, sometimes there's a lot of brush in the way. Sometimes, you know, you weren't holding your mouth right, other times the deer moved, sometimes the deer didn't move. Sometimes that, your shirt was buttoned wrong. There's all kinds of reasons that you miss.
Usually it's operator error.
Usually it is. John, when we come back, we're going to play an interview with Emily Miller, who is the opinion editor for the editorial editor for the Washington Times, and very prolific gun writer. She's written a book. So we're going to do that in the first segment next time. We hope you'll stay with us here in studio, and we'll talk more about that. We also need to talk about the Associated Gun Clubs raising some money for the ongoing legal battles that are coming up.
Absolutely.
All right. Very good. We'll be right back after this break.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto Service. Arenado. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. Buck Bomb works all season long with its downwind full coverage particulate dispersal spray. It's the easiest and most effective deer scent delivery system, period. Choose Ambush, Doe Pea, or Vanilla Curiosity Set, and Buck Bomb is your choice for the rut. The traditional Doe and Estrus spray is still number one to attract bucks. Now there's the Detonator, a canister with a wick that holds any Buck Bomb scent, hangs on a nearby limb, and brings the bucks close. When you're done, simply roll the wick into the canister for another day. The no-leak O-ring seal prevents any scent from escaping. Trigger the detonator with the Igniter, a 4-ounce bottle of liquid Doe and Estrus scent. This potent combination is your best bet for the rut. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer or order online at buckbomb.com or call 1-866-850-6653. Fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872, for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. Hey, folks, we'll be back next hour. Stay with us. We're talking with John Jocelyn, the Legislative Vice President of Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. Tremendous amount of information on the website. If you're interested in the COMAR regulations, simply email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll be glad to email you those documents. You can read them, download them, print them on your own computer system if you like. But we do recommend you go to the website, associatedgunclubs.org. Go to the legislative action, and there's a tremendous amount of information there. So get out, stay safe. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. No matter where you hunt, from the mountains to the marshes, Pete's Cycle Company with three locations is your Maryland source for utility and side-by-side ATVs and UTVs. The top brands Honda, Suzuki, Yamaha, Polaris, Can-Am, and Kawasaki are all on display.